up on her stuff. "All taken care of, Chief. I rolled it over into a place that isn't this place. You'll hear them howling in a minute." The fires among the cypress winked out like snuffed candles. Several of One-Eye's pink fireflies sailed across and simply vanished. The night began to fill with an oppressive and dreadful sense of presence. The only light left flickered around me and around the mouth of the crockhead mounted on the bow. Lady came at a run.
"Croaker, what did you do?"
"I told you I knew what I was doing. But all gone, all your little toys from the tower. Call it intuition, love. Reaching a conclusion from inadequate and scattered information, though I think it helped being familiar with the people I'm playing with." The darkness grew deeper. The stars vanished. But the night had a gleam on, like a polished piece of coal. You could see glimmers, though there was no light at all, not even from the figurehead. "You're going to get us killed." "That possibility has existed since I was elected captain. It existed when we left the Barrowland. It existed when we walked away from the tower. It existed when we sailed from Opal. It existed when you swore your oath to the Black Company. It became highly probable when I accepted this hasty and misrepresented commission from the merchants of Geazli. Nothing new there, friend." Something like a large, flat black stone came skipping across the water, throwing up sprays of silver. Goblin and One-Eye scuttled it. "What do you want, Croaker?" Her voice was taut, maybe even edged with fear. "I want to know who runs the Black Company. I want to know who makes the decisions about who travels with us and who doesn't. I want to know who gives members of the company permission to wander off for days at a time, and who gives out the right to hide out for a week, shirking all duties. Most of all, I want to know who decides which adventures and intrigues will involve the company." The skipping stones kept coming, leaving their sprays and ripples of silver. Each came nearer the barge. "Who's going to run things, lady? You or me? Whose game are we going to play? Yours or mine? If not mine, all your treasures stay where you can't get at them, and we go to the needle teeth. Now."
"You're not bluffing, are you?"
"You don't bluff when you're sitting across the table from somebody like you. You bet everything you've got and wait to see if you're called." She knew me. She had had her looks inside me. She knew I could do it if I had to. She said,
"You've changed. Gone hard."
"To be the captain, you have to be the captain, not the analyst or the company physician. Though the romantic is still alive back in there somewhere. You might have pulled it out if you'd gone through with it that night on that hill." One of the skipping stones nudged the barge. I said, "You had me going for a while."
"You idiot. That night didn't have anything to do with this. Back then, I didn't think there was a chance this would work. That was a woman on that hill with a man she cared about and wanted, Croaker. And she thought that was a man who..."
The next stone whammed home. The barge shuddered. Goblin yelled,
"Croaker!"
"Are we going to make a move?" I asked. "Or should I shuck down so I can try to outswim the needle teeth?"
"Damn you. You win.
Your promise good this time. For them, too."
"Yes, damn it."
I took a chance.